Hey friend, welcome back to another episode of the Balanced Nourish Podcast, where together we are on this journey to work-life harmony and living life with intention and purpose. I know that we are super busy nurses, we're juggling multiple shifts, personal commitments, and maybe we're even going back to school or trying to start a side business, right? It might feel like there's not enough hours in a day to get everything done. But Google Calendar, my friend, has been a lifesaver for me, and I think that it would be a great tool to use to be able to organize and balance your life. Hey friend, welcome to the Balanced Nurse Podcast. Are you wanting more time on your days off to create healthier habits and actually work on your goals? Then this podcast is for you. I'm Ashley, and I used to be a burnt out nurse just like you. I know what it's like to feel exhausted and frustrated on your days off. I wanted to work out more, eat healthier, and enjoy time with friends and family. But I kept telling myself that that run could wait till tomorrow. I was just too tired to fit in a workout into my busy schedule. Entering my 30s, I realized I had neglected my own health and personal growth. It was a wake-up call that inspired me to take control of my life. That's when I learned two key things. The incredible peace that time management brings and the beauty of real work-life harmony. And I want you, friend, to have this too. I'll share with you my tips and tricks on how to manage your time, create healthier habits, and be more productive on your days off so that you can achieve your biggest health and business goals. So let's pop in those earbuds, get that nurse bun up, and let's dig in. Friend, if you haven't already, sign up for my weekly newsletter. I want you to think of it like a warm hug from me to you and really something to look forward to on your days off where you are taking that time for yourself, grabbing your cup of coffee or your matcha, whatever it is that you're feeling in that at that moment, and really just coming to hang out with me in your inbox where I share the latest episodes for the podcast and I share some quick tips on how to manage your time better, how to bring more balance into your life, any productivity tips, self-care tips, and even things that I'm really, really loving in my life that are really helping me, that are really, really just making my life better and I feel like would help you as well. So if you haven't already, sign up. The link is in the show notes, or you can also go to bit.ly/balancednurse newsletter. Okay, so Google Calendar, my friend, it has been amazing to me. It has seen me go through so many things, okay? My Google Calendar has been there for me. It has seen me go through grad school, travel nursing, you know, therapy every week. That's the way I like to see it. Google Calendar has been my lifesaver, and it has really helped me to prioritize my life, organize my life. Especially for those of you who don't know me or don't know me that well or know my story, I went through this really difficult breakup a few years ago, and it was really such a tough time in my life, and I was really grieving this relationship, grieving the person, grieving myself, the person that I was in the relationship. And at the same time, I was also full-time in grad school and working full-time in the emergency room. And I was trying to take care of my mental health as well, my physical health. And so Google Calendar, along with time blocking, really helped me to kind of just keep things organized and not having to think about, oh, what am I having to do today? What do I need to do? Where do I need to go? So it's definitely been my lifesaver for sure. And at that time too, I was like working out like 4 or 5 times a week. And again, seeing my therapist every week. So I definitely had a lot going on, but I don't remember it being super, super stressful because time blocking and Google Calendar really helped me to just live my life in a more organized way and just kind of things just flowed well for me. So I kind of wanted to just share some tips with you today. I'll briefly go over how to get started if you don't have Google Calendar, how to customize your Google Calendar, how to add events and tasks, and then using time blocking with Google Calendar. And then at the end, I share some bonus tips that will really help you get the most out of Google Calendar. Okay, so it's super easy to get started, super simple. If you even Google Google Calendar and click on it, it will ask you to sign in. And if you don't have a Google account, you can just create one there. And then you can access your Google Calendar. Super easy. And the cool thing about Google Calendar, I've never really used Apple Calendar, but I really, really love Google. And it actually, you guys know that I love Notion. It's a note-taking app. And they actually have like a calendar version as well. So all my, and I just love the way it looks as well. But I love how Google Calendar links up to that Notion calendar as well. That's in case you use Notion as well. But yeah, it's super easy and it can be used across multiple devices. So if I add something on my calendar, like from my laptop, it'll change on my phone and with my iPad as well. So super, super cool. Super easy to get started. Okay, so how can we even begin to customize your calendar? What I love about Google Calendar is that you can create different, multiple calendars for different parts of your life. And I remember I went a little overboard when I first found that out. I'm like having all these different calendars and it got a little overwhelming and I had way too many. So some of them that you can create can be something for like a family calendar, which would be great. I use that one with my siblings since they live with me, and I just have every week the calendar will show like what are the big things that we need to get done today as far as like with chores, right? Like, so if it's maybe it's the week where we have to clean out the fridge, clean out the trash bin, things like that, right? So I kind of separate that into weekly tasks by using like creating an event in Google Calendar. Another thing that I love is personal fun for me, or connection, I call it connection, is pink, right? So again, you can color code these calendars, which is super cool. So for me, anything having to do with family or hanging out with friends is pink for me. And that way I could just see, do I have enough pink this month or even this week? And if I don't, how can I add even one day of pink in this calendar? Just because for me, connection is super important, whether that's with my family, that's with my close friends, or even dating as well, and kind of using it for that. But yeah, it's something really nice. And sometimes I'm like, oh man, I have way too much pink this week. And that's a little overwhelming, maybe, especially depending on how I'm feeling that week, right? I'm like, I am not up for being social this week. I'm not doing well. I'm like, I need a lot of me time this week, right? Another one that I have is for fitness. So anything, if I go for a hike, if I go to the gym, if I do my Pilates class, anything that is active, I have it as green. And I love to see that as well. I'm like, okay, do I have enough green as much as I would like this week? And you kind of, it's not always about making sure you have all those days, because it really depends on what you have going on that week. And for me, some days I'm like, okay, well, I'm actually going to be out of town these 3 days. And it's like full day conferences or whatever. Or, you know, I've got this, if I don't usually work out on the days that I go to work. So if I'm working like 3 or 4 shifts, I may only work a few days out of the week that week, right? So it really just depends. But it's really nice to be able to see, do I have enough green here? Some other calendars I have is for work, obviously, and for deep work. So for me, that is time for me to work on the podcast, come up with podcast outlines, reach out to different podcast guests and ask them if they'd like to come on, things like that, anything having to do with that, and even creating and just brainstorming ideas, all that good stuff. So those are some of the calendars that I have, and you can get started with just the basics like work calendar, family calendar, and maybe just like social calendar, fun, and fitness too. So those are great to get started. And as you kind of move forward and kind of get used to it, you can kind of decide what other things you'd like to include in your calendar list. All right, so now that you've customized your calendar and you have a few calendars on there and you've color-coded them, which is the fun part, now you can start adding your events and tasks, right? So simply click on the date and time you want to schedule the event And I have notifications set up 30 minutes prior to an event happening, whether that's hanging out with a friend, if I have a meeting, if whatever it is, for all my events, it'll send me a notification 30 minutes prior to let me know, like, hey, you have this coming up. So that's actually one of the only notifications I get on my phone. So I highly recommend that. It's a nice reminder of what's coming up next. And you can even set events to repeat. For example, I have clinical with my students every Monday and Tuesday, and I have those repeated every week. And then I was able to choose a time, like an end date, which is really cool because now you know you have that set schedule and you're done. Once you, it might take you a few minutes, but then you're done. You're done for that set schedule and you don't have to worry about it. So it's really nice. A little cool tip here for you, if you are going to school, if you're a nursing student, going back to grad school, or even for your family calendar, or even if you're wanting to start a business and maybe you have different things you want to focus on every week, you can use that event. So for example, for my family calendar event, the first week of March, I added an event and I put the start date, like let's say March 1st and the end date March 7th. So in your Google Calendar, you're going to see just like a long line through those days and it'll say whatever you write in there, right? So for example, for me, since it's like the calendar that we're using just to see what chores we have that week, I have kitchen / laundry room, whatever, right? And you can write some notes in the event when you set it up. But that way they see the calendar and they can see, okay, this week, that's the main focus. So if this can go, this can apply if like you're in school, or if you're studying for the NCLEX, whatever that is, you can have, okay, this week I'm focusing on GI, focusing on cardiac and respiratory. Then the second week I'm focusing on endocrine. And so you can create that event that lasts for that many days, whatever days you set it up for. And it's pretty cool because then it'll just show like the at the top of that week. So it's really neat. I like seeing it that way, especially when if I have different themes that I'm working on when it comes to the podcast or what kind of work I'm doing, that really helps me to stay focused on that one thing or a few things. Okay, so now we're gonna time block, which is so much fun. This is my favorite part. I love time blocking. If you're not familiar with what time blocking is, you're basically setting a time for an appointment, your appointments or the things that you need to show up for, but also your things, like things that you need to work on. Maybe you need to study for an exam. Maybe you need to sit down and write a paper. Or maybe you want to sit down and research some side hustles or learn how to start a business. Or if you're already in that space, maybe you want to learn more about sales or marketing. Whatever it is, it's carving out that time and telling yourself. It's like making a meeting with yourself. Like at this time, during this time block from 1 to 2 p.m., I'm going to sit down and write my paper. And this can apply to your workouts as well. Like time block that. From 5 to 6 p.m., this is when I work out. Or from if it's a Saturday and it's your day off, you can even time block your power hour, which I love doing like my to-do list into a power hour where for an hour, I work on knocking out my to-do list. Or even if you're like, you know what, I just want some time with myself just to do whatever the heck I want, and you want to block off like 4 or 5 hours of a Saturday that you're off, but you know that you in the morning or after that time block, you need to work on some other things, you can do that as well. Time block that time for yourself. So time blocking is amazing. And going back to the ABCs of planning, like I've shared before, you want to start with your absolutes, right? The things that you can't really change, that it's not really working on your schedule, it's working on work schedule or class, whatever, right? So schedule in the days that you work, schedule in the days you go to class, any staff meetings, any doctor's appointments, any things where you need to show up where someone else cannot show up for you. And then I always like to say, balance it out with your core needs. So now work around that schedule and see how you can schedule time in for your self-care, whatever that looks like for you. Maybe it's reading the new book that you just bought. Maybe it's going for some walks this week to hit your exercise goal. Maybe it's to hang out with a friend, call a family member you haven't called. Whatever that is, it's things that are really going to nurture your mind, nurture your body, nurture your soul, and really get you closer to where you want to go with your goals, with your life, right? I also like to time block the times I'm going to meal plan and the time I'm going to even go to the grocery store or order my food, whatever it is. That is because to me, right, again, this is whatever works for you. But for me, what's important is that I prep my meals and that I have healthy foods to grab during the week when I'm busy and not go straight to fast food, right? So time block your absolutes, then balance it out with your core needs. All right, that was pretty much it. Now I'm going to share some quick tips on using Google Calendar. Okay, so I already mentioned this about the connection. Like when we color code things, you can see, all right, am I getting enough green here, which to me signifies like getting my workouts in, moving my body, am I doing that enough? Or do I have enough pink in my calendar, which means connection with loved ones, which to me, that's super important. So really looking at the calendars that really are important to you. A second tip here, if you are new to time blocking, you might find yourself not giving yourself enough of a buffer time. So for example, maybe on your days off, you have a doctor's appointment at 2 p.m. So 2 to 3 p.m., let's just say. And you're like, okay, like I think from 3:30 to 4:30, I should be good to go work out. Well, I would kind of give some buffer time in between your doctor's appointment and the gym, just because we never really know if how long we're going to be waiting in the doctor's office, in the waiting room, right? We know that it can sometimes take a little while. So kind of giving yourself that buffer room instead of saying like, I'm going to be at the gym at 3:30 when you set yourself to finish the doctor's office at 3 p.m., but you still have to drive back home and get ready and then drive back, right? So it's like really giving yourself enough buffer time to go from your first time block to your next one or your next appointment or wherever you have to go next, right? So always making sure you're not super like close together in time. Another tip here is to batch similar tasks when you're time blocking into your calendar. So meaning group similar things together so you can minimize really context switching and to really maximize your time in that time block. So for example, if you are a nursing student and you're studying or you're studying for your certification exam and you set a time block for 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. to do that studying for that, during that time, you don't want to be mixing it up with other things, maybe mixing it up with your health streams for work or maybe, I mean, I guess that one would kind of maybe fall in there because it's education, but we all know the health streams that we have to do and it's so boring. Oh my God. It is so, I dread doing those all the time. So I think that can really drain your mental energy. At least it does for me. So just a tip, maybe you want to spend another time block doing health streams, but really trying to just stay focused in similar tasks. So another example is maybe you time block a time to do housework. So maybe during that time, you would not be studying or you would not be working on your certification or maybe doing research on different side hustles or ways to make more money as a nurse. You probably wouldn't be doing it that time, right? Because you're trying to really just get everything done when it comes to house chores or whatever you have in that time block to be done. All right, the last tip here is just to be flexible and have fun. Life happens, friends, and we only have so much control over certain things in our lives, and the rest, we just have to allow ourselves to ride the ebb and flow of life. We really do. And feel like permission to just move some time blocks around. This is perfectly fine. This is why I love the digital version of planning out my week because it stays nice and clean if I need to change things up, if life happens, which it always does. That's why I like to say now, I used to say like, oh, plan out your perfect week. But then I'm like, okay, let's plan out your ideal week, right? Because there's no such thing as perfect and it's not going to be perfect. And I've learned that. I have learned that it does not always come out the way I plan it, which is okay. At least it is giving us some direction and really puts us on the path to really go after our goals, to take care of ourselves, to take care of our family, our relationships, our mental health, everything, right? Well, I hope you enjoyed, friend. I hope these tips are really helpful for you. And I really do think that once you start implementing all this, start with even just create, if you don't have one, start with just creating one calendar and go from there. Get the hang of using Google Calendar. If you already have Google Calendar, you might not have different calendars for different areas of your life. So maybe start off with that, with just getting used to creating the calendar for your work, for maybe fitness or the gym, or even for family. So try maybe some 2 to 3 different calendars just to kind of get started with that. And again, this is all baby steps. Baby steps, just take one step forward and see how you do, and then take another step. Okay, how does that feel? And then go again. And it's all about getting 1% better every day. All right, friend, until next time. All right, friend, did you enjoy today's episode? If so, don't keep the goodness to yourself. Share it with another nurse babe who's ready to elevate her life by managing her time and finding work-life harmony. And if you can, while you're at it, please leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know that this podcast is helping you. See you next Tuesday for another episode. Until next time, friend.